Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for August 1st in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. I'm in studio. Kurt Crosby's on the road. But really, what has Donald Trump accomplished in 6 months of being in office, ladies and gentlemen? They were celebrating the first 100 days as a big landmark. But what? 6 months? How long is that, Kurt? 180 days? I think we're almost to 200 days now. What has the Donald accomplished? And I'll tell you what I think he's accomplished. Really creating a fiasco of the White House. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, every day you hear nothing but just confusion, anger, hatred, divide, firings, hirings. Now, Donald Trump has presided over an extraordinary couple of hundred days in office, but you know what, Kurt? I think it's marked by the aggressive use of executive power, shattering the norms of the presidency. Now, you could say that's good, but what should his legacy be? Forget his attention-grabbing statements. Forget his actions that have failed to produce the policy changes he promised as a candidate. But he's really, really pushed this executive power. Everything that you could even point to that he's accomplished is an executive order. Accomplishment almost, Kurt, right? The problem with that is, are executive orders even constitutional? So the only thing that he's got done is via a method that I'm not even sure he has the authority to use, Kurt. Well, I want to respond to that.
It's a great point, Sam. And by the way, I was looking at a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece that says the economy continues strong growth under Trump presidency. It says, despite the media fascination with the chaos in the White House, there's one area where the Trump presidency is absolutely fulfilling its promises to the American people, and that is the economy. The Dow Jones average on the stock exchange has reached another record high, coming very close to the 22,000 figure. In addition, American companies are reporting growth in profits for the first two quarters of this year, which rival anything seen in many years. And the LibertyNewsDaily.com piece finishes up, says, when this information is coupled with the drop in the unemployment rate and continuing increase in new jobs in the economy, it's clear that the recovery from the 2008 recession is finally picking up speed, and the American people are pleased. I don't know what the...
What does that mean?
When I look at it, at least what you find in the free enterprise system or what's left of it, when it's left to do what it can by itself with a little less government regulation and maybe a hope of... government getting out of things, then it's amazing what can happen with it.
I'm not even sure I understand, though. Is that good or bad that the Dow Jones is just cranking up and up and up and up? They want you to believe it's good, but economically speaking, is that good, Kurt?
Wouldn't it be nice if at the same time there was a move to restore honest money and, bring back... just move us right back to the Constitution and that kind of stuff. But, like I said, any improvement is welcomed in so many areas. Less regulation, less chance of maybe government intervention. But there's hopefully a little hope out there.
All right, there's a Liberty News radio story, or Liberty News Daily story I want to mention. Headline says this: new national security strategy developing. Did you see this, Kurt?
No, I didn't.
All right. I mentioned this march towards war is happening. According to a, quote, deputy assistant to the president, a new national security strategy is in the works. Dr. Sebastian Gorka said we have had enough of old ways of thinking. The last 30 years of thinking have just been unimaginative. It doesn't serve the United States' purpose. We have about 7,000 people killed in uniform. We have to be smarter about it, he said. The new strategy is said to fall somewhere between the extremes of interventionism and isolationism. It's the full spectrum of options. We jettisoned political correctness. We jettisoned cliche, polar ways of thinking. What do you think, Kurt?
You know, I don't really know what to add about that, but, you know, it certainly could be the case.
Now, the problem that I see with it, again, is I see this march towards militarism happening. All right, they say America and Japan stand united against North Korea. You cool with that, Kurt?
You know, I mean, imagine if I said I'm not cool with, going against North Korea. They come off as basically a bully, threatening their neighbors, you know, with missiles and that kind of thing. But, you know, in so many ways, it seems like we've done that sometimes in the past ourselves.
Yeah, the problem is it's kind of a trap. If you say you're not with them on North Korea, then, hey, you're aiding and abetting and coddling despots. On the other hand, if you say that you're for what they're doing, then you're for the pro-war idea. That's the trap they try to set, right?
That's a great point.
The truth is, I'm not for North Korea at all. In fact, I think they are despot thugs, dictators, abusers. What I think, though, that we need to do is avoid the foreign entanglements, not literally team up with Japan. Wasn't Japan our enemy just a few short years ago, really, Kurt?
They're our big-time most favored nation trading partner now.
No, that's China.
Well, I know, but so is Japan, I guarantee you.
So I just find it fascinating. Okay, Air Force bombers drill over North Korea right now, Kurt. Over Korean Peninsula, they say. In a show of force designed to try to intimidate North Korea, several Air Force B-1 bombers flew over the Korean Peninsula near the border. They were escorted by South Korean and Japanese fighter planes. Now, this was clearly in response to the latest tests by Kim Jong-un that gives him the ability to strike anywhere within the United States.
Yeah, I saw one report where it said he could, his missiles could hit L.A. or Chicago, and I thought, well, L.A. and Chicago is quite a different where they are, but anyway.
So what do you think of that, though? I mean, I'm not comfortable with that show of force over there in there. Neck of the woods. Why would we do that, Kurt? What advantage do we have in North Korea getting more bold and then us getting more bold and teaming up with Japan and South Korea? And why don't we bring the troops home, Kurt?
It's the way these things work, Sam, is if you'll see this on certain ones of the different war movies or whatever, where they try to portray the way the White House thing works. And so if one side does one thing, then the other side has to respond somehow. And so then they try to figure out what to do to respond and see. What I like to see is a response of non-aggression, of, let's try to, I guess you could say, walk softly and carry a big
We've attacked China for not helping with the North Korean crisis, if you will. We're literally in a battle with Russia. Vladimir Putin expelling folks. We'll tell you about that coming up. I'm telling you right now, we're bringing us to the brink of war, folks. And by our bluster and by our belligerence and by our avoiding the Founding Fathers' admonition to avoid foreign entanglements, we're seriously ratcheting up trouble. How many flashpoints can you have without stepping over the line? Liberty Roundtable live, ladies and gentlemen.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I submit to you that the warmongering mentality is alive and well in the Trump administration, ladies and gentlemen. While Trump surrounds himself with general after general, we're in serious, serious trouble, in my opinion. We've picked a fight with China, saying, hey, man, you guys didn't do the job on North Korea. Now we're picking a fight with North Korea. Air Force bombers drill over Korean Peninsula. Pressure ratcheted up on North Korea. America and Japan stand united against North Korea. Now, I'm not defending North Korea at all. I'm just saying, why are we ratcheting this all up? Because there's a new strategy. They call it national security. But I say it's just the opposite, ratcheting up a new strategy at the helm. Congress passes new sanctions against Russia. Vladimir Putin responds and kicks 755 diplomats out of Russia. Listen, Vladimir Putin expels 755 American diplomats, folks. Civil war now breaking out in Venezuela. Now the State Department's telling Americans to leave Venezuela. Hey, Kurt, what area are we not creating a hotspot in?
Yeah, I will admit there's plenty of, opportunities out there to work in. It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Now, I don't mean to be too critical here, but I'm saying what area is not turned into a hotspot right now? You got battles with China, battles with North Korea, battles with Russia. Now you got Iran. You got Syria. You've got Venezuela. Where are we at here? What gives? Now, if you want to leave the domestic out of it, well, Donald Trump now is declaring war on gangs. Now, I'm okay with declaring war on gangs, Kurt, but if we're not going to look into Operation Fast and Furious, what good will it do to declare war on the gangs? We'll just simply fund them through government programs and train them and arm them right across our own border. Donald ain't digging into the accountability on that. If you're going to drain the swamp, you first got to look into Operation Fast and Furious, find out what went wrong, get the truth, and hold people accountable.
That would sure be refreshing.
Where do we go to that? On this? Okay, so what area have we not just escalated division in? You got division with the media. You got division with Mexico. You got division with almost every country on the planet. Donald Trump's ratings are at an all-time low. The Democrats won't defend the Donald. The Republicans won't defend the Donald. Don't worry, though. Donald's hiring generals left and right as we ratchet up, I don't know what you call it, hostile relations? Adversarial situations with country after country after country? Where is this going to lead if you keep this up and keep pushing all those hot buttons, Kurt?
It does seem like there could be a kind of a problem occurring, huh?
I'm calling Donald Trump's latest initiative Operation Agitation.
There you go.
Is Trump engaged in Operation Agitation? It's a question.
Good.
Is Trump engaged in Operation Agitation? Now, I know people would say, Sam, you're crazy.
You remember the wag the dog thing, Sam?
Yeah.
Would that be kind of similar to that?
Well, who's wagging the dog, Donald?
Well, I mean, remember when that happened was, I think that was Clinton's time with the whole blue dress thing. And then he, you know, did some bombing or whatever in the Middle East. And they said it was so that it would take the, you know, the media attention off of him and, you know, focus it on something else. Do you think this is like that?
Well, yes and no. Let me explain what I mean. Is the wag the dog the dress in the Lewinsky case while they go to war on the other hand and cover up crimes? If that's true, then what's the tale in this case, wagging the dog? Is it the fight with the media?
Good question.
I think you've hit on something very important. But before I agree, I kind of need to understand, what are we saying is the tail wagging the dog scenario? I say the fist fights he gets in with Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough and all these people, you know, that's the scan. That's the tail, you know, like the Lewinsky dress. It's all political theater. It's all entertainment. It's all confusion. But behind the scenes, you got a bunch of generals running the whole system, and they're basically literally waging war on just about everybody and everything. And even though you might say, well, there's some good in it, Sam, you got to shake it up to make things better. The room's got to get messy before you clean it up. I get it. But I also get, what area are we pushing it to the brink that isn't seriously fraught with the potential of going all wrong? Okay, we're leaving Venezuela. Now we're leaving Russia. We're ratcheting up Iran and Syria, getting, you know, arms and capabilities. We're picking sides in all these wars. I just see no good, Kurt, here at all. I think while Trump's declaring war on just about everything, Trump engaged in Operation Agitation? I think it's a fair question, because what is he not agitating? What is he not stirring up? Is there anything that he's like calming down, Kurt? Is there anything that Donald Trump is calming down? Can you think of anything at all?
Well, I guess you could say he's calming down the American people's concern about the economy by doing some things that at least will allow for the normal free enterprise system to work. You could say he's calming down their fears of out-of-control regulation with at least talk about less regulation. You know, there's just a, for example, like the transgender thing, I thought was a, you know, a really good move. You know, and that's a big concern for me, at least, I think. So there's a few things, you know, and I'm certainly, like my friend who said, I want patience and I want it now, you know, and that you want results quicker. But when you look at how the Congress is basically, in my opinion, held hostage by the kingmen, then I'm not surprised where we are, you know.
I understand. I want to find an area where Donald is calming things down. They say isolated and agitated, Trump rattles White House from within, CNN. Now, you would say, well, Sam, that's CNN. Of course they hate the Donald. Come on, they're inside news. Yeah, but isn't that where Donald goes to make news, Kurt?
Sometimes, or I think CNN tries to tag along and get something, some morsel of whatever they can there.
Now, I guess Trump says major conflict with North Korea possible. That's according to Reuters, Kurt. Now, do you think that's something that you say when you're kind of flying your aircraft over the Korean Peninsula? Do you think you say major conflict with North Korea possible? Is that something that you say, Kurt? Well, that's what Donald said, according to Reuters.
Yeah, he's big on making sure that he doesn't just tell everybody all his moves, and I think that's the smart move, if you will.
I think it's a great move, except for in this case, he betrayed what he used to do.
Yeah, well, at least he's, you know, you don't know for sure what he's going to do, but at least that's what they're reporting. I do like this one LibertyNewsDaily.com piece.
Okay, hold on. We'll talk about it in just a second. Sam and Kurt, ladies and gentlemen, news the networks refuse to use straight ahead.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The effort called CalExit was thrown a lifeline this week when California's Attorney General said that the state will allow the last CalExit group to collect signatures for the right of the state to leave the union. Now, the group needs to collect 585,000 signatures to qualify to be on the ballot if passed. The initiative would create a commission to recommend ways in which California could pursue independence, gain more autonomy, and change its constitution so that it would no longer be inseparable from the United States. Under the initiative, California would not be its own independent country. Instead, it would somehow remain a fully functioning sovereign and autonomous nation, but stay in the 50 states. The company producing iPhone for Apple in China is, as you may have heard, going to build a big manufacturing plant in Wisconsin, a $10 billion plant. According to the president, the company Foxconn, which has a reputation of not treating its workers very well, will create at least 3,000 jobs and potentially 1,300 jobs in that part of the Midwest. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, worldaffairsbrief.com.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so I'm really questioning everything about the administration at this point. All right, pressure ratcheted up on North Korea. Is Trump engaged in Operation Agitation? Huh? Now, before you respond too quickly, I guess there's an exclusive by Reuters. Stephen J. Adler writes the piece, and here's what it says. Exclusive. Trump says major conflict with North Korea possible, but seeks diplomacy. Now, Kurt, if I'm flying fighter jets in solidarity with Japan and South Korea over the Korean Peninsula, and I'm telling you, there may be a major meltdown, but don't worry, I'm seeking diplomacy. How well do you think that balloon's going to go? Is it like a lead balloon or what?
It's, got problems flying.
So that's kind of my problem with it all, is I just think, I don't know what we're doing, but whatever we're doing, it isn't the right moves. I'll tell you that right now. We are ratcheting up foreign entanglements like you wouldn't believe. We're picking sides like you wouldn't believe. We're agitating everywhere we go. We're literally stirring the pot. We're just doing our very best to see what, and even if Donald uses this to his advantage to take the focus off of his administration, like the wag the dog scenario, how many of these things can you bring to the brink without somehow going over the line, maybe spinning out of control, maybe not intentionally, or who knows? We're playing with fire, Kurt.
That's what it seems like to me, Sam.
What do we do about this?
I guess we got to pray. Huh?
And that's what I think, yeah. I think the first thing we do is get on our knees and pray to the Almighty that somehow calm minds and patient hands can prevail here, that good people can do good things, and that the good within the nation can prevent the wrath from being upon us, that Donald will come to his senses and back away from some of these things, that... So we need to pray hard, no question about it. What else can we do? Any idea? I've got a couple of ideas.
This year.
What if the news the networks refuse to use, new media taking center stage, were to really push this hard in solidarity with one another, saying we've got to back away from these foreign entanglements and these wars. We've got to be very careful when generals by the dozens surround the Donald. And we've really got to back away from this war machine, this military-industrial complex mentality. And what if enough of us were to really discuss that? I think it would be hard for the mainstream press to help Donald agitate. I really think that's a key. We can use our influence in the media. We maybe not make the rules yet. We're not big enough. But we're owning enough media to certainly be listened to. We own enough media to certainly be considered and to certainly shape narrative. We maybe can't completely take back the narrative yet, but we can certainly shape the narrative by the efforts we make, Kurt, if we stand together. If we fund our efforts, if we stand together, if good people work on it together, we can shape the narrative, though, to be a more peaceful, more patient, more kind, step back from the brink on so many of these areas. We could do that, couldn't we, Kurt? Well, pray hard and work hard?
Yeah, I think we are in at least in the best that we know of, best way we know of.
Now you would say, well, Sam, you're just complaining that everybody's attacking and agitating, and you're doing the same thing, Sam. You're agitating and attacking. And my response is, if I wasn't providing solutions, I would agree with you. But since we're providing solutions, I don't agree. Why are we flying our military airplanes in solidarity with the Japanese over the Korean Peninsula while we're trying to talk peace? That's not going to really work for sitting down, is it, Kurt? Okay, I submit that we back off the planes. I submit that we bring our troops home. I submit that we avoid the foreign entanglements. I submit that we put together a real defense of the freest country on the face of the earth, and we simply lead by kindness and love and example and diplomatic negotiations. But I don't see how we're going to diplomatically move forward when we agitate. I don't see how we're going to literally fly over the peninsula while we're at the same time literally inserting troops and training and arms and funding into Syria, while at the same time we literally go to war with Russia. We've now attacked them so hard they pulled 755 they call them American diplomats out of Russia. I think we got to step back from that, Kurt, and start to sit down at the negotiation table. Why can't Donald sit down with Vladimir Putin? Oh, he did, didn't he? You would say, well, did that help? Well, we've got to take on the mainstream press on this Russia scenario. Now they're tying Donald to the Russia scenario. Did you see this, Kurt? They're literally saying Donald knew about everything. He helped Donald Trump Jr. lie, saying it was about adoption issues when it wasn't. It was about getting dirt on Hillary. And now they tied Donald directly to it. Did you see that?
Well, I didn't see that, but one of the stories behind the stories you just mentioned, if you ask me, is if Putin is trying to get 750 plus of our diplomats out of there, then what in the world are we doing with that many diplomats? I mean, it seemed like maybe four or five guys would handle things just fine over there.
Well, you got to have people doing drugs and hanging out with prostitutes over there, don't you, Kurt? You got to have a bunch of diplomats over there at the American dime. See, there's no accountability on that scandal either.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's what I'm talking about. If you're going to drain the swamp, you got to start by cleaning up the scandals and creating accountability. The only people going to jail that I see are the good guys, the innocents in prison. Other than that, no one's going to jail, Kurt. Nobody.
A good point.
You got journalists trying to document the truth going to jail. You got good, honest Americans trying to stand up for land right issues going to jail. You've got Joe Arpaio going to jail. You've got all this stuff happening. But I don't see any of the bad guys, the real criminals, the deep state folks that are criminal involvement going to jail at all. The Operation Fast and Furious people aren't going to jail. The people that murdered Randy Weaver's wife aren't going to jail. Vicky Weaver. The people that were engaged in the fiasco in Oklahoma City, they're not going to jail. The people at Waco, they're not going to jail. The people in Waco and the innocent people all went to jail, but good, honest accountability for government, no one went to jail. And I don't see it now either. Okay, Donald rails and says, well, what about Hillary's ties to Russia? You ought to look into that too, but no efforts made. Donald attacking... what's that guy's name? The FBI guy that got kicked out, Comey?
Comey, yeah.
All right, attacking Comey, saying you didn't get out to look into the Hillary story, but now Comey's gone. I don't see anybody looking into Hillary's scandals, Kurt, do you?
Nope.
Donald is going to be removed from office, Kurt, if he's not very careful. I'm telling you right now, the swamp's too deep, too murky. Donald can't see what's around him, and he's in serious trouble. And the question becomes, as Donald continues to agitate everywhere, I wonder if Trump is engaged in Operation Agitation. I don't know that he's even worried about it. All right, well, while that's going on, don't worry. Google's going to fund the education of your children, Kurt. Google pledges $50 million for 21st century job market. Jessica Vine, USA Today, writes the piece. Now, they save $50 million over the next 2 years, Kurt. And they talk about these nonprofit philanthropic organizations that Google's involved with. They're going to not only give money, but they're going to have Google employees help folks. They're really going to crank up the education for the New Deal. What do you think, Kurt? You cool with this?
Well, Google is educating our children, I guarantee you that, with it's called Google, and, you know, they look up stuff and they get educated that way. My problem is with the things that don't get passed on to them, or that get passed on that shouldn't get passed on.
You got that right. Now, Jack Crow writes an interesting article, Kurt, says this: Democrats push for $15 minimum wage while they pay their own staff way less. Yeah, what do you think of that?
It sure doesn't surprise me.
Well, but if no one tells you about it.
Yeah, good point. You don't even know it.
Now, the Democratic IT manager got caught fleeing the country.
Yeah, did you see that? What do you think of it?
I think it's all political theater. No one's going to jail. No one's having any problems, Kurt. It's so, if at the worst, it might be a low-level staffer. No one's really going to have accountability over this, are they, Kurt? Really? Do you believe it? Let's talk about that, because I think it's critical to understand. This guy literally got caught fleeing the country. Is there going to be accountability? Are we going to look into the Seth Rich murder? What are we going to do? All right, hold on.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
My question for the hour: is Donald Trump engaged in Operation Agitation? I don't see a single thing he's touched that isn't in controversy and division and confusion. All right, the Democrats are pushing for a $15 minimum wage across the country, but it turns out they pay their own staff way less, writes Jack Crow. Who's going to tell you about that, huh? The media Donald runs to? I don't think so. Democrats IT manager fleeing the country. What gives with that? Is there going to be accountability, Kurt? The IT manager is just a low-level guy. Who did he work for? Barack? Hillary? Who? As far as I understand, it's Hillary. But I don't see anything going up the chain, Kurt. Is this guy in prison? Where is he? Where is this IT guy fleeing the country? Do you know?
I don't see him, getting incarcerated, do you? There is a little bit of new Seth Rich stuff.
Well, before we get to that, though, I got to know where this guy is. He's fleeing the country. Did we catch him? Did we stop him? Did we toss him in the clink? Are we going up the ladder?
Not that I'm aware of. Do you know anything about that?
Well, they say this. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Pakistani IT arrested at airport. Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. I assume that means they got him. I just don't know if he's being held. There's not much coverage that I see on it.
They say the feds arrested him. Now, what gives, though? Why is Debbie running around free, Kurt? What about Hillary?
They say that she's under pressure to testify on XIT aid and that there was a complaint filed. Some liberal news outlets work overtime to hide a huge Democratic scandal, talking about Wasserman Schultz. Watchdog group asked Congress to probe Representative Wasserman Schultz. Anyway, there's something going on there. But
it's the stories that I see are like 6+ days old. There's not modern details on this. This should be the highlight of the story. Look, you got an IT guy literally trying to flee the country who got exposed in a scandal, literally tied to Debbie Schultz with the Democratic Party, tied to Hillary Clinton. And it's not even really top news, Kurt. Look at the top news stories. Do you see it?
No. Not in the top ones.
How the heck could that be?
Yeah, it's a good point.
How can that be? And this guy gets arrested. Now it's just like silence. By the way, Donald helped his son. Okay. I look in the news and I don't see a single thing related to this.
One more lesson on he who owns the media makes the rules, right, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything. All I see is senators have had enough of Trump, singers have had enough of Trump, everybody and their dogs had enough of Trump. Scaramucci's 250 hours of drama. How Trump has made politics a spectator sport. Hard to agree with that. I mean, hard to disagree with that. Now they say Trump helped craft misleading statement for the Donald Jr. Trump is the hand that misleads. Late night says goodbye to Scaramucci. Trump gambles on cultural frustrations.
I guess this ITA, Sam, you know, the one they're talking about, Schultz's ITA, after he was arrested, I guess this was arrested at the airport. He had wired $300,000 to Pakistan from the House office. Well, I guess it was Congressional Federal Credit Union.
Where would this IT guy get all that ability in the first place? Where's the check and balances? I mean, even when you're in banking, Kurt, and I'm in enough banking to know this, you're supposed to have like two in a box. You're supposed to not be able to just single-handedly do all these things. Where's the check and balance there for security's sake? And how would this guy even be able to do this kind of stuff?
They say he got the money, or he was going to do it at a credit union, and the credit union officials permitted the wire to go through, and his wife has already fled the country to Pakistan after police confronted her at the airport and found $12,000 in cash hidden in her suitcase, but did not stop her from boarding.
Now stop. If it was one of us patriots, they would have taken away all that cash, Kurt.
Good point. They say on this is a anyway, a little more detail here. On January 18th, 2017, an international wire transfer request form was submitted at the Congressional Federal Credit Union at the Longworth House office building. Remember walking through there, Sam?
Oh, yeah. We've been there plenty of times.
And this was in the amount of $283,000 to two individuals in Faisalabad, Pakistan. That's according to an affidavit obtained by the Daily Caller folks. The guy's a Pakistani-born IT aide.
So let me get this right. Hold on, stop. You've got an IT guy that's Pakistani-born running the IT for the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
And then we're going to run around and act like Donald talked to Don Jr., who talked to a possible Russian attorney who's something about adoptions, and it was election tampering. And now we're going to let all these stories float and none of it's in the news?
Good point, Sam.
I don't understand it. But what we got to do is we got to go out and attack the news, Kurt. And then we got to go out and work with them, right? Okay, I'm telling you right now that I don't know what's going on here, but I'm telling you, we're being played for suckers. Write it down. Remember who warned you. The Donald is not moving towards the things that we think he is. Okay, it almost seems like publicly it's a race between, can Donald stop the deep swamp before they impeach him? That's the scenario they want you to believe that's going down. Which side are you on in that political theater? I submit to you that they've got the same goals behind the scenes, Kurt.
Good point.
What do you think? Anything else on this aide, this IT Pakistani-born aide? Now, if you're going to follow Americans, Kurt, let me just kind of lay this out. If you're going to literally track Americans, every move, via Facebook, Twitter, you know, their emails, their computers, and everything else, right? Spying on our phone calls, Operation Spy via George Bush, right on fast forward, right? If we're going to do that, would you think that a Pakistani-born guy coming to America, I don't know if he's an American citizen or not, but let's say he becomes an American citizen, he then somehow gets graduated to the highest echelons of the Democratic Party, ties to Debbie Wasserman Schultz and ties to Hillary Clinton, and this guy literally gets caught in a scandal, and then his wife already leaves to Pakistan, and he then tries to wire a bunch of cash straight from government headquarters, literally, to Pakistan and then board a plane to go to Pakistan. Wouldn't that set off an alarm bell or two, you think, Kurt? Or are they too busy worrying about Kurt Crosby selling honey?
You know, and apparently, Sam, the wire went through, you know.
Of course it did. See, where's all these checks and balances and flags and everything? And I'm telling you, something's wrong with the system. They've got Kurt Crosby literally in trouble for selling honey. They've got literally Joe Arpaio in contempt of court to try to stop illegal border crossing. They've got literally all these people in jail everywhere for selling chickweed. Sam Gerard in prison for this stuff. And this guy, literally a Pakistani-born IT guy that somehow gets graduated to the White House, or I'm sorry, to the Democratic Party and to Hillary's campaign and everything else, and he literally can wire $280,000+ straight to Pakistan, send his wife ahead, and then get ready to roll, and they barely find out. 6 days later, it's not even news, and we don't know what's happened to this guy that supposedly got arrested. What gives with this stuff, Kurt?
I guess they say he started working for Wasserman Schultz in 05, right after he did, four of his relatives appeared on the payroll of other Democrats at inflated salaries, but Democratic staffers said they were rarely seen at work. They collected $4 million in taxpayer salaries since 2009. House authorities told members that Imran and his relatives were suspects in a criminal investigation into theft and IT abuses, and they were banned from the Capitol network.
Wow. See, so not only do you hire this ne'er-do-well guy that you wonder about his real ties and truth concern, then we attack Donald for trying to stop people from coming into America, right, that have the same kind of ties. And then they literally hire all this guy's family, like a big old relative hiring. Since when did you hire a bunch of relatives? Yeah, I'm telling you, this is just crazy. And we don't even talk about it. All right, a quick update on Seth Rich before the end of the hour, Kurt. This is worthy of discussion as well.
Yeah, it's a great point, Sam. On the Seth Rich thing, what you've got is they say there's a little bit more. The Bloomberg guys say Trump worked with Fox News on DNC staffer story suit claims. So they say that he collaborated with Fox News to concoct a story.
So let me see now. Trump in bed with the media that he's been absolutely excoriating?
That's right.
All right.
They say he worked on this whole Seth Rich thing, and that you know, he was working on that together. But at least they bring the Seth Rich story back out.
And Donald was trying to get to the bottom of the Seth Rich murder, right?
You know, I sure would like to say yeah.
So would I. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, this is not an Attack Donald broadcast. But I'm telling you right now, we're being played by suckers. We're being played for suckers. Donald Trump's first 200 days has been marked by the unconstitutional, aggressive use of executive power. We're about to go to war with literally everyone. And Trump is engaged, in my humble opinion, in Operation Agitation. I would love somebody to prove me wrong. If you can do it, I'll open up the broadcast airwaves just for you to lay it out so we can all understand. But I'm convinced it's a disaster. I think Donald is as much part of the deep state as the rest of them. And you're all being played like a fiddle for political theater. Oh boy, isn't it entertaining. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.